You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
These are the times that try men's souls. In the course of our nation's history, the people have rallied bravely whenever the rights of men have been threatened. Today, a new crisis has arisen. Citizens, hear me out. This could happen to you.
People think I'm controversial, but the truth is, I'm a nice guy. And we're going to have a lot of fun tonight.
I'm upset, outraged, and angered.
Everything you said was all a lie?
What I say is what I say.
Okay, I want a damn concerted effort. This a god last damn time. I want somebody to use his brain.
Is a job for
John Peterson.
And
Gordy
Young.
Yeah. You're from the 60s.
Yeah. I will tell you, this is going to be something special.
Well, something.
Just a show about nothing.
I don't have any answers for you. I don't give interviews. I just want to be left alone.
Ponderous, ponderous.
Well, we've got a whole bunch of stories to clear out. I mean, this week has just been jam-packed with them, so stick in there.
It's been crazy. And
Ghislaine Maxwell, we got that coming up in just a few moments. Mm-hmm. The big excuse for Trump, essentially, and then, of course, the admission that they did negotiate Colbert being off the air.
Mm-hmm.
Just on and on. We'll get to all these stories in a moment.
Yep, and in a little while, Rocker will be here with the Maxing preview of the big Atwood Fest happening this weekend on the east side of Madison. But first, want to remind you of this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can accessorize for less. They have been extended their 4th of July sales event through the end of the month. But only a few more days for this, of course. Adjustable bed frames up to 30 to 50% off. And you can save an additional $200 on the purchase of the V9 adjustable bed frame. Check them out. Verlo, east side or west side of Madison, or go to verlo.com. Weather for today, cloudy this morning. We'll see some sunshine, but we also might get some sprinkles and highs in the low to mid 80s. John, we got to kick off our free ticket Friday. Yeah, your chance to win a 4-pack of Brewers tickets. The game up for grabs is next Wednesday versus the Cubs. I believe that's an afternoon game.
Mm-hmm.
The key word, if you want to get in on this, get on the Civic Media app and text us the word BREW, B-R-E-W, okay? This is a statewide contest on the Civic Media Radio Network. BREW is the word, B-R-E-W.
Fantastic.
If you're the winner, we will get a hold of you in a day or so, probably later today or first thing Monday. But the tickets are for next Wednesday, the Cubs game versus the Brewers.
And we'll be crewing it out in the stands on Tuesday evening.
Yes, with our winners. We're going to go to that Tuesday evening game.
All right, well, let's go to Savannah Tamay Olson.
Yes.
She's on the line. Do we have her there?
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Oh, man, what a week.
I know. What a way to wrap it up, huh? We got a big retirement announcement. Oh, no.
What?
Oh, man. We were waiting. We really thought that was coming last week, but it seems Tony. He wanted to wait a little bit.
Mm.
Yeah.
So a lot of people lining up on that. Did you hear that Scott Walker might be throwing his hat in the ring, or at least suggesting it, maybe just trying to tweak us out here in liberal land?
With an AI red hat photo,
yes.
No less.
Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah.
I really wanted that eye in Wisconsin to look a little better.
Yeah, me too. so what
that's
else?
That's one of the biggest things we're watching, of course. It looks like Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez is launching her campaign today.
Oh,
so that'll, number one, we go.
Yeah,
okay.
And then, of course, we have two Republicans already, but... Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this Democratic side of the field shakes out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what else have you got in the headlines?
Well, I feel like we should talk about the Humane Society. The Humane Society went to the mayor's office and said that they basically don't have enough money to last after August based on their contract with Public Health Madison-Dane County. So that's where they get all of their government funding, which is $390,000 a year. Meanwhile, the services they provide under that contract cost them $1.3 million a year. So they've been relying on grants, on funding from the thrift stores, and on private donations from people to be able to keep going. And they're basically saying we won't be able to provide any services or take in any strays after August if we don't get an increase in funds. So we're waiting to see what's going to happen there.
Wow. That's
a big story. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because they do terrific work.
Yeah, we have them on the air here, a special feature, you know, three pets each week. And boy, that would be awful. Yeah. All right, well, something's got to happen.
Yeah.
Well, and they help animals from all over the country.
Yes, they
do. Yeah.
Yes.
They specifically broke down these numbers only for helping animals in Dane County under their contract terms with Public Health Madison Dane County. So basically, their very narrow scope of one little portion of what they do. They say they're overall underfunded by $2.5 to $3.5 million compared to other humane societies of the like cities the same size.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see what happens there. I of course, reached out to the mayor's office and haven't heard anything back yet.
Okay.
You know, just getting back to this Scott Walker red hat deal. the thing is, make Wisconsin great again is on the hat.
Okay? Is that what it says?
Yes,
I didn't know.
It says that.
Oh, really?
And you got to laugh a little bit because the Republicans have been in charge of the legislature for the last 14 years, right? So, well, I guess maybe they haven't done such a great job, Scott. Maybe you didn't either. So, I don't know. All right. Anyway,
Savannah,
thank you for bringing us the latest news. At least we know at least somebody's throwing their hat into the ring besides Scott Walker and making Wisconsin great again.
Yeah.
Wow.
Savannah, you have a good weekend.
Thank you
very much.
You guys too. Thanks for having me.
All right.
Appreciate that. That's Savannah Tomei Olson.
All right, let's get to Ghislaine Maxwell. They're apparently cutting a deal, right, with Trump's former attorney.
Well, and she's
out there working.
They're going to talk again today, apparently.
Yes.
They didn't get it all done yesterday, so they got to figure out some.
She's not going to say anything,
details.
And she's going to walk free, and that's basically what's about to happen. And they're making a big excuse here. This is a well-orchestrated attempt by the right-wing media to get behind Trump so he doesn't have to release any of these papers. Let's listen to this cut here.
Okay.
We do know that Maxwell's attorney emerged from the interview in a good mood.
First, we want to thank the Deputy Attorney General for being so professional with all of us and for meeting with us.
This meeting, the number two at DOJ and a convicted felon in prison, is a complete violation of every DOJ protocol or norm, right? This never happens. And it comes as we learn more details about Donald Trump's very well-documented friendship with Epstein. As all this pressure has been mounting, we seem to be watching the Trump administration hatch a plot to escape from it right in front of us.
Yes.
And it's hard to see it as anything else.
Yep.
This meeting between Blanche and Maxwell looks like a transparent attempt to cut some sort of a deal. And MAGA media is wishcasting a favorable outcome for Trump.
Maybe she wants immunity. Maybe she wants some sort of protection. I don't know. But it's definitely something that is worthy of praise and worthy of our encouragement.
I think this is great. I do have a feeling that she has been, she just might be a victim. She just might be. There was a rush to judgment. There was a lot of chaos there for a while. All right, granted she hung out with Jeffrey Epstein, and I know that's apparently not good, but she's in jail for how long now? 20 years, a 20-year sentence.
Apparently not good.
Oh.
After years of claiming that Epstein was the devil himself and the center of this evil, widespread global conspiracy that preyed on young girls, the right-wing propaganda machine is so desperate for Trump to find cover in this scandal, they are now painting Ghislaine Maxwell as an ally, as more of a victim than the hundreds of girls that she helped Epstein prey on, some of whom she assaulted herself.
We're seeing it.
Yeah.
We're seeing it.
That's from the Chris Hayes show. Last night on MSNBC. Wow.
It's amazing. Charlie Kirk, when he comes out with the talking points.
Yeah.
I often see my mega cult member in Milwaukee posting just what he said, and that is how my mega friend thinks now.
Mm.
He always waits until he's told how to approach these difficult matters.
Mm.
All right. Why don't we get to the big admission from FCC Chair Brendan Carr. This guy is so partisan, it is beyond my imagination why I didn't notice him before. He's been a commissioner at the FCC for a while.
Right.
But wow, He's spreading his wings.
Well, what's he got to say?
He was proudly bragging that CBS had to cut Colbert.
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's listen to this. This is cut 140.
Wow.
Oh, and the conglomerate also happened to cancel NBC's storied The Late Show, hosted by Trump critic Stephen Colbert. That Trump FCC chair is also taking a victory lap and giving up what it's really all about.
Did President Trump have anything to do with the cancellation of Stephen Colbert's show?
Well, here's what's important to keep in mind as a broader dynamic. When President Trump ran for election, he ran right at these legacy broadcast media outfits and the New York and Hollywood elites behind it. And he smashed the facade that these are gatekeepers that can control what Americans think and what Americans can say. And once you do that, you've exposed the business model of a lot of these outfits as being nothing more than a partisan circus. NPR has been defunded. PBS has been defunded. Colbert is getting cancer. You've got anchors and news media personalities losing their jobs. Again, all of this is downstream of President Trump's decision to stand up.
Okay, I asked you a very direct question. I did not hear a yes or a no in your answer. I heard a maybe.
Yeah, ultimately, these are business decisions for CBS to make.
Yeah.
Businesses.
To make.
It's all about the money, right?
It's, sure. So Trump has exposed the partisan nature of every network that we have on the air and their agenda because it's not his agenda. So because it's not his agenda, everybody else is wrong and he is right. And he's going to change all of that and make America's media great again, I suppose.
Yeah.
That is just outrageous. And now we know, and I'm amazed that that CBS gave Colbert at least a year to get all of this out of his system.
Through next May.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the Daily Show is going crazy. And of course, you know, South Park is a great episode that everybody is watching online, little bits and pieces of it.
Yeah, brand new episode. Yeah. That just came out for their new season.
Just an amazing thing. They're showing promos. They're going to promote Trump in ads on South Park. And they're, you know, CGI generated, of course, and AI.
That's crazy.
Make him look real out there, naked, in the desert, doing it for Americans. Okay. Whatever it is he's doing. He's pursuing something out there in the desert. Oh, yeah, immigrants. He's doing it for them.
That's all right.
You know, yesterday, we don't have time for this. How about this?
Right.
Let's get to cut 130. This is President Trump announcing that he is reducing the price of drugs everywhere. This is an amazing thing when you think about it.
Okay.
Just do the math. Here we go.
All right.
We will have reduced drug prices by 1,000%, by 1,100, 1,200, 1,300, 1,400, 700, 600.
What?
Not 30 or 40 or 50%, but numbers the likes of which you've never even dreamed of before did it, but they'll try anyway. Because they do lie terribly.
Yes, they do lie. They had to throw that in. It had nothing to do with what he was talking about. Of course, you know, this would be the time for everybody, all Americans, to go out and buy drugs because you're going to get money back. They're going to give you hundreds of thousands of dollars back just for asking if you could buy a drug. Because that's 1,000%. They've saved you money. Wow.
Okay.
You're getting money back.
What a deal.
For buying drugs.
Yeah. 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll tell you more about the Brew Crew and the Cubs game coming up. They have a big series in Milwaukee, and we've got more tickets to give away because it's Free Ticket Friday. I'm John and Gordy in the morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Now to hear about John Peterson on 92FM, babe.
Yeah.
He works for the guy.
Who?
Named Gordy Yarn.
I don't know that guy.
Who? They spin him. The way you want to hear them.
Just like that.
Could it be that 92FM was made for you and me?
Oh, I'd listen.
Now every morning.
Every morning.
They get you rolling.
Hey!
Playing songs help you make it through your day. Oh, this station is right on, babe.
Right on, babe.
Now that 92 FM keeps rocking this way. Ah, with Johnny Peterson.
Johnny.
You can't lose.
You can't lose, man. I keep saying that.
Look out, Cody Young.
Look out.
You can't go wrong. Keep that style right on 92, babe.
Yeah, big finish.
With the greatest sounds.
Ooh, yeah, wrap it up.
That keep rocking this time.
And you know, it's true. That's Russ Lanio. He knows.
He knows.
What do you got to say, Russ?
Look out for 92 FM, baby.
Oh, yeah, man.
That's it.
Oh, baby. 92.7. WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning.
Some clouds this morning. We'll see some sunshine, but we also could be in for a couple of sprinkles. Highs in the low to mid-80s for today, and it's going to heat up over the weekend. Hey, it's Free Ticket Friday here. Your chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets right now. You can get in on this. The game is next Wednesday, July 30th, versus the Cubs at AmFam Field. We have a four-pack of tickets to get away. This is a giveaway, I should say. This is a statewide contest. The keyword to text us is BREW, B-R-E-W. Just get on the Civic Media app, text us the word BREW, and you'll be in the contest. We'll notify you if you are the winner. And again, that's a four-pack of Brewer tickets to next Wednesday's game. I believe that's an afternoon game. So if you're into that, you can text us the word BREW, and you'll be in the contest. Okay.
All right. We heard from Savannah Tomei Olson that Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez officially has launched her campaign for governor of Wisconsin, highlighting her roots in Wisconsin, years of serving the state, pledging to bring her her experience. Mm-hmm. I mean, she's an elected leader, nurse, public health expert, small business owner. Problem solvers, and we don't have problem solvers in the state on the other side of the aisle. Mm-hmm. So this would be a unique situation as well. So maybe she can make this happen. I'm hoping, because I'm looking at the Scott Walker hat that he posted online.
Tossed into the ring?
Yeah, it's a very strange situation. Walker served as the 45th governor of Wisconsin, and if he were to run again and win in 2026, he would be the state's 47th governor. If you see a side view of his hat, he has listed on there 45-47, very much just like Trump somehow.
Okay.
Make Wisconsin great again, even though the Republicans have been in charge for 14 damn years, and I can't handle it. All right.
All right.
Well, okay.
Take a deep breath. Okay.
Okay.
Relax.
All right. Okay. So, can I get this story in, or
do you have
something else?
You go ahead.
All right. NPR had this, and I mentioned this yesterday. Trump's EPA now says greenhouse gases don't endanger people.
Oh, is that so?
Yes.
Breaking news.
I know. Here's a proposal. The EPA would undo the government's endangerment finding, a determination that pollutants from burning fossil fuels can be regulated because they harm and kill people and bring on costly natural disasters. Forget all that. Mm-hmm. It's simply government overreach, really, that has been the problem. EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin said, "We are driving a dagger straight into the heart of the climate change religion to drive down costs of living for American families. It costs too much to save our own lives and make sure that we don't die of some cancer caused by these emissions." He says he's going to unleash American energy, bring auto jobs back to the U.S., even though there be fewer people in the country because they've all died from preventable deaths. What a great idea. Could we play Cut 139? Let's play Cut 139 here.
All right.
Let's get this, the lowdown.
Jeremy, come on over.
No, that's not it. 136. I'm sorry, 136. Why did I say 139?
I don't know.
Must be hallucinating on coffee again. Okay. You have to stop me. Okay,
I've tried. You don't listen to me.
I know. You don't listen to me either.
Well, there you go.
We got to take care of this.
I know. Right. We need therapy.
It's called the endangerment finding. And back in 2007, the Supreme Court told the Environmental Protection Agency that it's required to regulate greenhouse gases from fossil fuels, such as carbon dioxide and methane. Then 2 years later, the EPA determined under the Clean Air Act that those climate heating gases are endangering people. And that gave the federal government authority to regulate climate pollution.
Yes.
Previous administrations put limits on coal and gas-fired power plants, car and truck exhaust, and methane from the oil and gas industry. Now, all those regulations could go away if this endangerment finding is overturned. And the consequences of a warming climate, we're already seeing those. Scientists recorded the hottest year on record in 2024.
Yes.
There's more frequent and severe flooding, including the flash floods around the country this summer. Mm-hmm. Destructive wildfires are more likely to happen, and hotter oceans are making hurricanes more intense.
Yeah.
But the Trump administration sees a different problem here. They say efforts to reduce fossil fuel use increase cost for Americans.
It does. It costs
but
more.
They often don't count the health cost of pollution, and that renewable energy often is cheaper. The EPA has been a big focus for the Trump administration. It's proposed eliminating entire divisions within the agency.
Yep.
Just last week, the EPA said it intends to cut staff up to 25% back to 1980s levels when Ronald Reagan was president.
Unbelievable.
So that's what's happening, and we really don't need to watch that, you know, because it's a cost that we have to bear, right? It's called an externality, and the corporations voice this externality on us. We pay the price, but it's not in their fees.
Gotcha.
So they make profits and we die.
On it goes. 29 past the hour. Rockers in the studio. Max Inc. preview and a preview of Atwood Fest next.
We're going to do that right here on WMDX 92.7. Check out the Civic Media app. You can also get us there. Just select our radio station and listen, text us, and voice note us as well. It's very hot, according to the Gen Z kids that I have at home and the one that we have actually engineering, producing our show. And that would be Dom. I can't remember his last name. But
Lee. It's Dominic Lee. You can't remember his name.
three letters. It's not easy to remember that. We were talking about getting rid of all the EPA laws and rules and regulations.
Yeah,
and rockers here in the studio came up with a good idea, and that is the John and Gordy Shorter Breath Society. If we just breathe in a little bit less.
Yeah, shallow breathing.
Then shallow breathing. We can save our own lives that way.
Avoid the pollution.
That's a good idea. It's a great idea.
Thank you, Rocker, for that.
Contributing.
Rocker's here for the Max Inc. preview, but better yet, the Atwood Fest preview for the weekend. We'll get to that in just a moment. This portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. Fast and flexible appointments, convenience over complexity, and helping people change their lives. Their goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. You can get an initial basic hearing test at MadisonHearingAidCenter.com and then go in for an appointment. They're at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. That's Madison Hearing Aid Center. Okay, Rocker, this has got to be the busiest time of the year for you, right?
Wow, it is.
Yeah.
It has been crazy. My task list has been a mile long, but... I keep X-ing things off as we get closer and closer and closer. And today is setup day over on Atwood Avenue. It's lots of stuff coming in today to Atwood set up for the Big Fest.
Well, Rocker,
I love the theme of Atwood Fest. Turn it up to 11. That's great. why not? It's going to be great.
That's a Spinal Tap reference, of course.
30 bands?
30 bands. And it's a reference to Spinal Tap because it's great that it's coming out this year. But Atwood Fest itself is 11 years old this year.
Oh, is that it?
So, you know, it matches. It matches our kind of
theme. Oh, my gosh. Will,
stars are in alignment.
Amazement.
And I heard that one of the guys on the design team, he actually plays guitar. I heard that he has an amp at home that goes to 12. Wow. So we're going to get pictures of that for next year's graphics.
There you go. Why not? Yeah, you know? Perfect.
Okay, well, where do we begin with that?
We're gonna start with just some stuff that's actually going on today.
Today,
Cat and the Hurricane. We know Cat and the Hurricane well. They're one of our favorites. Friday, July 25th, they're at the High Noon Saloon. So that's tonight, 7 p.m. Cat and the Hurricane. They've produced a new song with Line, and tonight they'll be playing that new song and releasing it with Line. That's a band. And then they'll be playing with Kiss the Tiger, who's from Minneapolis. You can catch them tonight at the High Noon Saloon, 7 p.m. And I thought we'd do a throwback to 2023. This is Cat and the Hurricane, On My Way Back. On my way back, I'm too damaged to ask for help. I somehow think I can handle it myself. Too forgone to reverse the damage. Too forgone with nothing to salvage.
Well, that's a really nice sound.
Love it.
Cat and the Hurricane.
Yeah.
And On My Way Back, that's from 2023.
Yeah.
Was it on the local charts here, the radio station charts that they have? Oh, they don't have that anymore. They used to way back when.
Really? For local music?
Yes. Local music used to be on their top 40 charts. Used to be in there with everybody else. All the stations. All the stations had their own local charts, like WCFL, LS.
You're talking about the big
WRIT.
Wow.
Yeah, all the local stations.
I'd never heard that.
Yeah.
Not even when I was a kid. That's a new one on me.
Well, now you know. Yeah, we used to include local groups on the top 40 charts. And you go to the record store and you find out, you know, where your group, local group was on the chart. It's fantastic stuff.
Oh, we should bring that back.
Wish we'd go back,
That would be fun.
It would.
Oh, wow. You know, today, also, 4:30 p.m., Friday, July 25th. So that's today at 4:30. It's the patio concert series at the High Noon Saloon continues. Mm-hmm. That's free admission. And tonight is Linda and the Zeros. They're one of my favorite bands with horns. It's rhythm and blues and lots of fun. High energy. Linda and the Zeros are recording a new EP, and it's in the works. So we'll keep you posted with their new music on Max Inc. Radio. Coming up on the High Noon patio, Nate Gibson and the Stardazers, who played at Atwood Fest last year, fun on one of our stages. They'll be there Thursday, August 7th, coming up on at High Noon Patio. Right now, let's hear Linda and the Zeros. This is Black Horse and a Cherry Tree. This is a Katie Tunstall cover. I fell in a field upon my back and said, "Don't look back, just keep on walking." When a big black horse said, "Look this way," and said, "Hey, will you marry me?" And I said, "No, no, 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 no." I said, "No, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no." I said, "No, no, no, you're not the one for me."
What a great song. Yeah. I love them.
Oh, yeah. They're such a fun band, and they have a lot of... They had a great June. They played at the Memorial Union Terrace. They've been playing a lot of really big gigs, so we're really happy for them. Then in the Zeros, right now, though, the Family Business. They've been a rock band around Madison since 2012, and Thursday, July 31st, this coming Thursday at the High Noon Saloon on the concert series on the patio, 4:30 p.m., they have an album single coming out right now that is produced by Kenny Leiser, fiddle player for Wheelhouse. Find the Family Band on Facebook, Instagram, Bandcamp, and coming up the High Noon Patio, some other gigs. Jane Hobson from Chicago. She is a former Madisonian, and she's down in Chicago. Coming back Friday, August 15th, onto the patio. And One Beer, Please, they will be playing at Atwood Fest coming up.
Yeah.
This weekend, right. On Sunday at noon on the Luther Allison stage, but they're also going to be playing Thursday, August 28th, One Beer, Please. So we'll be talking about that coming up. All this right. is Lovebirds, the latest from the Family Business.
Yeah.
Those guys rock.
The yeah. Family Business.
The Family Business. Great band. They really do. They groove. They jam. They have great riffs. Mm-hmm. I like them. They're a fun band.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk Atwood Fest.
Yes.
Right? Here we go. This weekend, you guys are going to be there in the WMDX tent.
Right.
Right in the Clyde Stubblefield stage area. So come down and talk to John and Gordy. They'll be there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Just listen for the yodelers. We'll be doing our yodel act. I don't know why I'm saying that.
We've been working on it a long time.
I know.
Yodels and banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll find them. Just listen for
just
that.
Just listen for the yodels. Okay.
Voted Madison's Best Music Festival by the Mamas 2 years in a row. Atwood
yes.
Fest is Saturday, July 26th, mm-hmm. noon to 10 p.m., and Sunday, July 27th, noon to 7:30 p.m. It's on Atwood Avenue. Of course, the street is closed from the corner of Atwood and Winnebago all the way to Monty's Blue Plate Diner. Mm-hmm. 30 bands, 3 stages. The Clyde Stubblefield stage, of course, is in the United Way lot. Luther Allison stage is at the corner of Winnebago and Atwood Avenue, and the Sugar Maple stage in the Monty's Blue Plate lot. Yeah. Don't bring your puppers, though. It's going to be a hot one, and we don't want their paws to get burned, okay?
Right.
Okay. Live music schedule, food, craft vendor list, sponsors, and more. Find our AI guide as well, Festival Guide by Frilly at atwoodfest.com.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about one of the bands that are coming, Jeremiah Jams Band. They're from Appleton. They feature Jeremiah and Emily Jams.
What are you doing?
He's just randomly laughing here.
I was just thinking you were talking about not bringing your dogs, you know.
Yeah.
Which means we had to cancel the dog wrestling tournament there.
Oh, dog yes. wrestling?
Yeah. Well, I
guess I didn't see that on the lineup. Yeah.
It became very dangerous for a lot of the wrestlers there. Dogs had the advantage.
I think you're hallucinating again. Okay.
See, that's why what I was laughing over here.
Is it, did what, somebody,
did we
one
lose
of the sponsors drop off the THC-infused coffee? Somebody spiked John with a gummy, or what's going on here?
I think that might have happened.
Okay, get back on track, Rocker. Just ignore him, okay? Just keep going.
Jeremiah Jams Band featuring Jeremiah and Emily Jams. They are married. They're a talented multi-instrumentalist team. And they're celebrating 9 years as a band, and they're making a name for themselves in Northeast Wisconsin. They don't come down here that often, but now is your chance. They're playing Atwood Fest on the Luther Allison stage Sunday, yes. July 27th at 4 p.m. Go to atwoodfest.com to find the full music schedule. Right now, Jeremiah Jams Band, Breaking mm-hmm. My Mind.
All right.
Through him with his eyes, I find my heart burn with a wrenching desire.
I like it.
It's so much fun walking around the Atwood Fest because, you know, you're hearing all these different bands.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool.
It's
a
great atmosphere.
Got the vendors, the food, the bands. It's just, it's a great event. I got to say, last year I enjoyed myself a lot.
And I mean, we really strive to make it so that there are great bands no matter which stage you're on. Right. So you have to plan for it, right?
Yes.
You have to say, well, I can only be there so many hours.
Yes.
I can only see so many bands.
But you can't lose.
You can't see them all. Yeah. So there are sacrifices that need to be made.
Yeah.
Right?
But this year, you've got like a special AI site, right?
Yes, we do.
Why?
We have Festival Guide by Frilly. So Jorge Reina, he developed this for us. And it was fun kind of actually working with making an AI app because, you know, you really get to see the database and what it draws from, the information, so that you can make things accurate, John.
Wow. So if you go to atwoodfest.com, you can find that, right?
Right. Yeah. Go to, just click on the Frilly Guide, Atwood Fest, Frilly Guide to Atwood Fest.
All right. We will continue with Rocker with more of a preview of Atwood Fest happening this weekend in Madison, Saturday and Sunday. Be back with more of that after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I wanna rock! This is Rock and Roll Radio.
Just let me hear some of that rock and roll music.
Won't you love me like a rock? Rock
you like a hurricane.
And I just want to let Chuckster and Racine know that we got your text about Scott Walker. Thank you.
Ah, yes.
Good stuff. WMDX 92.7. We've got Rocker in the studio. We'll get to more local music in just a second.
And this portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can accessorize for less right now. Their 4th of July sale continues through the end of the month. You can buy one and get one free as far as accessories go. And their adjustable bed frames, the bases are still on sale, 30 to 50% off. Unbelievable discounts. Check them out. Verlo. Two locations in Madison, East Side and West Side. Or go to Verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee. Okay, Rocker, on with the Atwood Fest preview.
That's right.
Here we go.
All right.
Turn on Rocker's mic, please.
Yes. Please.
Sorry about that, you know.
Oh. Good. I know you guys don't want me saying anything during the preamble. American Scarecrows, they are a Minneapolis trio. Singer-songwriter Seth Davin on guitar, backed by a rhythm section. Alan Meyer on drums. Matthew Broadbent, great band. Low-end indie pop fused with folk rock, country, and Americana. They're playing Atwood Fest on the Sugar Maple stage, headlining at Saturday, July 26th at 6:30 p.m. Of course, see the full music schedule and ask our AI guide a couple questions like, who's performing at 5 p.m.? Or where's the first aid? Or where can I find fried chicken? You'll get all your answers.
Really? You can ask us that?
Nice. Yeah.
You sure can. You sure can. Go there. Festival Guide by Frilly. It's a lot of fun. Right now, let's check out American Scarecrows. This is Tall Tales.
Like the voice.
Really interesting.
Really cool.
Really different.
Yeah. They're pretty cool. American Scarecrows from Minneapolis. They'll be headlining the Sugar Maple stage on Sunday. And David Newbold, originally he's from Toronto, now out of Nashville, an international touring artist, singer, songwriter, guitarist, on tour with Wisconsin Stops at Atwood Fest in Wausau, Appleton's Mile of Music, and then they head to Europe in August. David Newbold, that's N-E-W-B-O-U-L-D, davidnewbold.com, playing Atwood Fest on the Luther Allison stage Saturday, July 26th at 3:15 p.m. Of course, see the full music schedule and festival guide at atwoodfest.com. This is David Newbold. Don't give me your heart.
Don't give me your heart. I don't want to know. Well, I have nothing left to show. California, I don't think so. Don't give me your heart.
Good sound.
Sounds good, yeah.
That definitely was a kind of a surprise beginning, right? It sounded very acoustic, live, and then suddenly, bam.
Well, you know, I have to choose that right spot of the song, you know what I mean?
That was great.
Yeah. We only get a minute, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we're almost out of time, so let's get to a couple more things here.
I was just going to say, Fat Function, they are the band that we're going to be in. You're going to be introducing them from stage on the Clyde Stubblefield stage. That's 5:15 on Saturday afternoon, just before VO5, I might add. Okay. Let's just get right to it. We know a lot of these guys, but this is Sweatbox. This is an instrumental. This is Fat Function, 9-piece horn band.
Okay.
That is one of our intros.
Yeah, I like that a lot.
I think you're right. It kind of reminds me of like Mario Kart music a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, Gen Z chiming in.
Rocker, we're all out of time, but we will see you all over at Atwood Fest Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah. I'll see you guys tomorrow. It'll be a lot of fun.
Can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. We appreciate you coming in. Give us the preview.
And
we going to have
gonna
that be fun.
Just adjustable bed frame demonstration.
We're going to bring that along.
Okay.
And have it in our
That's fantastic.
Good idea.
John will be napping at the WMDX tent.
It'll be a lot of fun. If you want to find out more, go to atwoodfest.com.
That's correct.
All right. Thanks, Rocker. See you all weekend. That's going to do it for us for today. Stephanie Miller is next.
John? Somewhere out there is a lost first half hour of the John and Gordy show.
It's out there in the ether.
If you could recover it, please let us know.
We're the only ones to know.
Yeah, it was so good, too.
I know.
The best half hour we ever did.
I went out on a limb on that.
Have a great weekend. Cool. See you at Atwood Fest. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.